We're continuing Daf Ches, Om Ches, Om Abeis, the two dots. Tonor Avonim. We learned in the Braisa. Kol HaToyes, Zavois, Mevias, Carbon. All mistaken Zavois bring a carbon. Ve'enei Nechal. And they don't eat the carbon. Chutz, Mepescha, Shiva, Upescha, Shmoina, Shemvias, Carbon, Ve'nechal. Besides the two cases, the last two cases, we'll explain in a second, they can bring a carbon and it can be eaten. And the Gemara is going to explain the Lashon, but we'll explain what it means, the Maisa. It says, Shneim also Pisco Shemayna. I mean, someone sees 12 days or 13 days. So in those cases, she for sure is a Zava Gedoyla. 12 or 13. Why? Let's say 12. So even if it's two from the last one, then you have seven. And then you have another three. So she saw a Zava Gedoyla. The case 13 also, she for sure. Two, seven, and four. She saw a Zava Gedoyla. What?
Why is it the most she's saying it's two?
Because if it's three from last time, so then she's a Zavagdela from last already. So she brings carbon. What? No, if you see three in your main Ziva, then you're not Nida. So if the beginning started, you may Nida, so then for sure you have a Zavagdela, because then you have 12, so you have 7 and 5, or 7 and 6. So Shane was for sure bring carbon, and you eat the carbon. But let's say 11. Then you're not sure. Maybe it's 2, 7, and 2. And therefore, you can't bring a carbon. So the only time you bring a carbon, you know, I shouldn't say can't bring a carbon, you can't bring a carbon and eat it. The only time you bring a carbon and eat it is only the case of Pisco Shava. Pisco means you have to wait 7 or 8, the case of 12 or 13, that's the case where you bring a carbon vin nechel. Bring a carbon nechel. Break the Gemara, ought to call a toy zavos. The Lashon sound like, call a toy zavos. Every mistake is zavos, not true. If you see 1 or 2 days, it's not a zava. And even more, even the 7 days really doesn't have to be a zava. Vesu, Yoim Echav Shayom and Basu Karbanu, 1 or 2 days, and I have no tzadzav, and I forget about mistakes, and I have a tzadzav, it's impossible to zav if you only saw a Ria 1 or 2 days. So why it's saying, Kol HaToyos, all the Toyos are zav, it's down the whole list in the Braisa, all bring a carbon, but two of them can eat the carbon. All of them don't bring a carbon. They don't all.
Bring a carbon on three?
On three, you have to bring a Safa carbon. You can't eat it if you bring a Safa carbon, yeah. But the Lashon Mashba, that everyone is Vashura Zava. And so the kasha, first of all, is not everyone, for sure, it's a mistake. And number two is, 1 or 2 days don't even bring carbon at all. Even a suffix. So the Gemara, call Zavis HaToyos via carbon. This is how you read it. Call Zavis HaToyos, all Zavis that are Zavis by mistake, bring a carbon. But they're not eaten, just fix the lashon of the brisa. Not call Toyos Zavis. Call Zavis HaToyos via carbon, bring a carbon. Go to Pesach Shiva, Pesach Shmaina, Shavia carbon. They bring a carbon and they eat it. Okay, so that's the Mishnah of Pisrei Nida. Now we're going to be learning a little bit about Negam. That's a little quicker. Ein Negam Pachos Meshavu Echad. By Negam, which is to Nigi Adam, no such thing as by Negam less than a week and to be tahar, and not more than 3 weeks to be tahar. But yes, sir, Al Shloisha Shavu. It's not more than 3 weeks. Pachos Meshavu Zakrumara means Nigi Adam. By a person's by Nigi Adam, it's possible to purify yourself in 1 week. It's possible. If he shows a kind of Nega, you put him away for a week, comes back a week later, it got smaller, or other Simonim, he's tar. But yes, Ashtoy Shavu is not more than 3 weeks, Nigi Batim. By Batim, sometimes you need 3 weeks to purify a Nega in a bias. How is that? He comes the first week, he comes right away, he sees a Nega. He says, wait 7 days. Come back 7 days later, it's the same thing. So he comes back, he gives another week. After 2 weeks, again the same thing. So he cuts it out, and you cut out the whole brick, and you clean it out, and then you give it another week. And but you put a new brick in, whatever that after 14 days, and then you come back next week. If the nega can't return, you knock down the whole house. But if it does not return, then it's tahar. So it could take 3 weeks to make a tahar. It could take 3 weeks. So Adam, it could be 1 week. By Batim, it could be 3 weeks. Omra Papa. The Darsh is a pasuk. Tzedkoscha kahare kel. Hashem, your tzedakah is like a mountain. Elu nigi adam. That's nigi adam where the tzedkis of Hashem is gevaldik. 1 week you're done. The whole nega was 1 week. Mishpatech otayim rabba means that your mishpatim, your din is very deep. Elu nigi batim, which you have to wait 3 weeks. You're out of your house for 3 weeks because it takes 3 weeks to purify your house. it's showing that the din is stark. By Batim, your din is a little stronger than by Nigi Adam.
The first one's saying a minimum, the second one's saying a maximum.
Yeah. No, but it's not possible. I don't know. It's not. By Adam, you never have to wait 3 weeks for Tar. You'll know right away. You know after 2 weeks if you're Tar or Tameh. Pasuk Rav Mike said, what's Pasuk and Pasuk? So Rav Yehuda and Rabbi are going to tie it a little different. Rav Yehuda, El Molit Sekoska Kari Kael, if not that its daka was so big, Miyuch Alam and Flame of Shvetacha, Tahim Rabba. Who could stand up to your Gevaldige Mishpatim, your deep, your strong, your heavy Mishpatim, your very deep Mishpat, your very strong Anchim? Rabba Matzikoska Kari Kael, why Mishpatim Tahim Rabba? Because Mishpatim are so deep, we need its titkis. So what's the difference? It sounds very similar. We're saying because the mishpatecha, because the midas hadin is so deep, we need your tzedakah. So it sounds very similar. Mike and Mifflin. Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. The arguing of Leaz, Rabbi Chanina. The Itmar, Rabbi Leza Oimer. Leza says that the Kares Baruch Hu sees that the scale is very, even. One side are the avoiners, one side are zchuyes, and they're very even. What does the Kares Baruch Hu do? The Midas Rachman. What does the Midas Rachman do? He's kovesh. He takes away some of the avoiners and he hides it under his kisei hakavod. Kedei that the zchuyes should be overpower the avoiners. He takes away some of the avoiners, puts it under this kisei. That's kovesh means hides it. What he does is he pushes up the avoinis. He pushes it up and makes the zchuyas go down, weigh it down. So there's two ways to do it. Either he takes away the avoinis or he pushes it up. So they're arguing this thing. Rabba holds Karab Alaza. Rabba holds Kovesh. And since Rabba holds Kovesh, therefore he said like this. Tzidkoska kahari kael, because you are matzdik by being master the avoinis in the Tahim Rabba. So koska karakel, how's it stuck so big? Mispotecha toim rabba. You take that various and you stick it down. Stick it deep down. You take it away. The other man, the Homer, Rudo Karabesi, Rachnina holds, that's noise. So this is how you read it. So koska karakel, your tzedakah is gewaldic because you do its tzedakah by picking up the avoinos, because who could manage? Because who could be managed? Your mishpatecha be machriya down. If not, if you didn't pick it up, then the averus will be pushed down to time rabba and way more than the zchuyos. Let's just have right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says ein poichesim ma'arbach yosh ma'abaram b'shana. You can't have less than four Muberes months in a year. We know every month is either 29 days or 30 days in the Jewish calendar. So you have to have at least 4 months that are 30 days. At least four. Lendiri Yisrael Shmaina, you can't have more than 8 of 30 days. You always have to have at least 4 and not more than 8. I think we'll explain why. Shtei Alechem, Eilei Lechol and Pachta Shmaina, Lechol Shasha. The Shtei Alechem always was 2 days old or maybe 3 days old. Why? You're not allowed to bake Shtei Alechem on Yontif. So every Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, was at least 2 days old because it's baked on Friday. So on Shavuos, it was 2 days old. Sometimes, if Shavuos landed up on Sunday, it was baked Erev Shabbos. So therefore, it was 3 days old. So it was Einachal Pachis v'Shnayim liyasal Shloisha Lechem Apanim Einachal Pachis v'Test. Always at least 9 days old. Why? It's always Erev Shabbos the week before. So it's Erev Shabbos to the next Shabbos is 9 days. Well, yesal Achlasim, but not more than 11. How can I have 11 if Rosh Hashanah lands up on Sunday, Monday? So then it could be 11 days, because Friday to the next, if Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, so then you baked it on Wednesday, so it's Wednesday to the next Shabbos, which is 11 days. Wednesday to Shabbos, 11 days. Ain't katan nil pakas v'sheches, a katan never gets a meal for 8 days, well yes, Hashem was not more than 12 days. Why? If he's born by Hashmashas, so then of Shabbos, he can't do it on Shabbos, so he gets a meal on the Sunday, which is 10 days. If Rosh Hashanah is Sunday and Monday, he'll go to Tuesday, which is 10, 11, 12, which is 12 days. So a meal either could be, what? Not if it's Shloim Zman. Not if it's Shloim Zman. Since it's Ben Hashmash, he's not sure what the Zman is, and therefore it would be on Tuesday, which is 12 days later.